This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In Chicago, Illinois last week, the Chicago Sun-Times laid off its entire photography staff, 28 people out the door. The plan, the paper says, is to train reporters to take pictures and videos on iPhones while they talk to their sources. No photographers required. Among those who lost their jobs is John H. White. He won a Pulitzer back in 1982. He was there taking pictures when Nelson Mandela got out of prison. He's taken pictures of Pope John Paul II, President Obama, and a whole range of just regular people in Chicago over the years. Mr. White, it's good to have you with us, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but there was a picture that one of your colleagues took last week as those layoff notices were being distributed at the Sun-Times. And you're right in the middle. There's three guys. You're right in the middle. And you're sitting in a chair and you're opening the envelope that had the layoff notices in it. And I wonder how it feels for you to be the story, as it were, in this case.
Well, I've never liked being the story. And I was like being behind the camera, and that was such a shock to everybody, and I think it continues to be. I'm saddened so much by, not for me, but for a lot of my colleagues.
What happens now to consumers of the Sun-Times journalism? What stories don't get told because it's just a reporter now with an iPhone instead of a reporter with a photographer who gets to look around and see what the story might have to offer?
Well, I always try to look above the clouds, yeah. But I have to be honest. We're part of and we cover the heartbeat of humanity, the heartbeat of a city, one of the greatest cities anywhere, and that's going to suffer. And that saddens me because my life has been dedicated to others, giving others, telling others' story. And everybody think, well, the big stories like the president or something like that. You know, ordinary, everyday people. These are the treasures. That's what's important.
Do you ever suppose you're going to get to a point where you understand the business decision that the Sun-Times made? That it's just cheaper for them to have a guy with an iPhone instead of you with your camera and experience?
I don't understand it. And right now I'm not trying to understand it. I'm trying to – the priority for me is to keep in flight, to keep my colleagues – they're most of my – I call them like my children. They call me the old guy, you know, to give wings to their dreams and let them know that you have a resume up there where it counts. You have a soul, and that's why you do this.
You can obviously, and I'm sure you will, go on taking pictures and doing photojournalism. But what in the long run is next for you? What are you going to do with yourself?
Oh, I've asked God to give me a glimpse of the syllabus for me, and I haven't read – that teleprompter hasn't come up yet. No, every time I do an assignment – it's page one for me. I think, well, if it doesn't make page one, because maybe an editor made a mistake.
But editors do from time to time.
You know, there are many things. People say, oh, you won a Pulitzer. And I'm thankful for that. I appreciate it. I thank God every day for it. But that's just one body of work within 1 year. I started June the 23rd, 1969. Wow. And I thought, well, maybe after 2 years, it would get boring, and I would maybe go into another TV or camera or something.
Yeah.
And to this day, it's never boring because you're doing it not for you, but for others. And that was one of the sad things. There was a lot of sad things that day, but I think, you know, here I've given almost a half a century. I never heard the two words, thank you, that day. Mm. I never heard that. I mean, I need to hear that, but it was think that.
Would have been nice, right?
You would think that.
Yeah.
Well, even for my colleagues, you know. So it saddens me, but I'm thankful that I have a heart and that I try to do what is right, and I can sleep at night.
John White was, for 35 years until last week, a staff photographer at the Chicago Sun-Times. Mr. White, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, and to you and to those listening, I would simply say to them, keep in flight.
There is more from John White, including which of his photographs he likes best, on our website. It's marketplace.org.